Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to Avaya Tech Talk. Innovative solutions from the Avaya DevConnect ecosystem of partners. Now, here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Welcome to a new edition of Avaya Tech Talk. This is your host, Guy Clinch. And today we're breaking from our usual format of interviews with technology partners to speak with my friend Mark Fletcher, who was recently given a great honor by the Next Generation 911 Institute at their annual gala in Washington, D.C. Mark, welcome to the Avaya Tech Talk podcast.
Thanks, Guy. It's an absolute honor to be on your show today.
Oh, no, Mark, after having been at the event and experienced the gala and seen how you've been honored by the industry, it's an honor to have you on the program. Fantastic. What a great event in Washington, D.C. The chairman of the FCC, members of Congress, heroes from all over the country, the people who are responsible for coordinating the activities at the Newtown tragedy, the people who were at Aurora and coordinating the activities of police, fire, and emergency medical were also honored in the same event. So it just tells you the gravity of the honor that was given to you. And it was just so fantastic to be able to share that evening with you and our Avaya colleagues and all the other folks. I know you had your family there. So tell us a little bit about your feelings and how that event all rolled out for you.
Well, it was certainly a great honor because you're nominated for this award, and that's a great feeling just to be nominated. And I have been nominated in the past, but there are 250 million 911 calls each year, and that's 250 million reasons why somebody should have been up on that stage other than myself. So when I was first told, I was kind of set back a little bit, saying, I'm not sure I really deserve this. There's so many people that are out there. But then I realized there's different categories, and the category that I was presented the award for was for technology advancements. I felt I was okay with that. It's not just about one particular thing. It's about the industry in whole.
Well, Mark, certainly you're demonstrating the humility that regular readers of your blog or listeners to your podcast will understand. But the reality here is that you are honored as a hero among heroes. And I think a lot of that has to do with the way in which you've been such an advocate for within enterprise organizations, helping companies and large government organizations to understand how important it is that when someone's experiencing an emergency, they be able to dial 911 and be able to reach the resources that are going to be able to help.
Well, yeah, and it also gives me a vehicle to talk to more people, make the problems more known. For example, that morning, the Next Generation 911 Institute sponsored a breakfast for the honorees, and I got a chance to talk to FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel, and she's been very vocal on a lot of things lately. She spoke at the Superstorm Sandy hearings in New York and in New Jersey. And in addition to Chairman Jenikowski, she gets it. Commissioner Pai, they get it. For the most part, the commissioners on the FCC, when you can sit down and talk to them, they really get it. They tweet, they're active in social media, and it's very inspiring to see that. So this gives me access to talk to them on a more one-on-one basis that I wouldn't normally have and to raise that awareness. So if anything, this award is going to promulgate thinking in that space.
You do such a great job of it with your podcast and your blogs and the way in which you've more recently been helping with the efforts around making access to 911 available to people with disabilities through your work in Capitol Hill. So certainly this is an area that is gathering more and more momentum, getting more and more mind share of people higher up. And as we go into the transition that's going to occur over the next several years to next generation 911, I can't say how important that is because of the need that's going to be there for funding and support and all the other things. So can you talk a little bit about some of the things you've been doing more recently on Capitol Hill and how those are important?
One of the disgraces, I think, of the industry out there is that the fact that we do not cater to people with disabilities, and I'm talking about the deaf, hard of hearing community, they've been relegated to the antiquated TTY, TDD, typewriter-sized machines that they have to carry around with. I mean, mean, that's the technology that exists in 911 centers. And the whole issue of text to 911 is not about the originating technology. It's really about the terminating technology and making that bridge between the two. People who are deaf, people who cannot speak and cannot communicate, they use SMS. They use their Blackberries, their iPhones. That's how they communicate. In fact, people want to communicate through video. Once you've had a conversation with someone who's had a traveling interpreter using sign language to interpret for them, you realize the amount of emotion that can be conveyed through sign language. So when the FCC EAC did a report or a survey last year, it was no great surprise that the number one requested technology was video to 911 from people with hearing disabilities. And we've got to build an architecture and a network that will support that. Today's antiquated mechanisms, they just won't handle it. It's not there. It's like trying to do touch tone off a rotary phone. Can't be done.
All of the things that you do in support of not only forward looking into new technologies, not only the work that you've done in the past to make sure that enterprise organizations understand the importance of 911, but also the day-to-day activities. And one of the things that was mentioned was the encouragement that you give to people to become emergency number professionals. I thought that was another great testament to you.
Well, yeah, and I actually heard a couple of chuckles in the audience when they mentioned that, because I am notorious for getting on people and saying, hey, if you're in this industry and you do not have your ENP, you better get on the list to take the test, Guy Clinch, and because my goal is to get one every quarter and one every testing period, and I've got 3 out of 4 last year, and I had one that just applied in the January session. I've got somebody else that's going to be taking it this next round, and I will be knocking on your door this year, sir.
Well, point well taken. And I've just got to crack the books and get studying for the exam. So I mentioned before that your family was at the event, and I was very pleased to meet your wife and daughter and all of the other relatives. So what did they think of this event? Wasn't it pretty cool for them too as well?
Well, they finally understand a little bit about what I actually do for a living, and my in-laws, you know, are starting to come up with another answer for, oh, he does something with computers. Do you need him to fix your AOL account?
So. Yeah, I know. I've been trying to describe to my wife for probably 20 years what I do, and she doesn't get it either, so I understand that.
So it's not just what we do, but the importance of what we do. And, you know, one of the greatest things was I saw the pride in my daughter's eyes, you know, and she really understood the gravity of all of this. And she understood the gravity of her part that she played, you know, in my life 3 years ago when she placed the 911 call for me. And it was an evening full of tears, but good tears.
Yes, Mark, I certainly saw in your daughter and in her bearing and in the pictures we took actually afterwards how proud she was. And I think she really got it. And I think one of the other big things about the event was that you brought her there and she was able to see a number of women who are in high-ranking positions, the FCC chairman, and what a bunch of great role models for someone young and trying to figure out their place in the world to be able to come to that event. Do you have any comments about that impact on her?
Well, yeah, Guy, I mean, that was one of my goals for the evening was to introduce my daughter. She's 14. She's a freshman in high school, so she's at that age where she's looking for what a career might be. And I really wanted to introduce her to a few particular people in Washington. And Lori Flaherty is one that I definitely wanted to get a hold of because I've known Lori for several years now. I've worked with her at the FCC on the EAC. She is the National 911 Program Coordinator. She's the woman behind 911.gov. In her words, she gives 911 a place to live while in Washington. And she's such an inspirational person just in her normal being. She was a registered nurse, so she understands all about emergency services. And she had a great conversation with Haley about getting ready for a career and looking at things and, you know, taking some of the more generic courses because they're all going to help you. She really gave her some guidance that, you know, I as a parent would have loved to give her, but I as a parent, she would have never listened to, right? But to have someone there that she doesn't know. You know, why do kids listen to people that they don't know? I don't understand that. But I can't thank Lori enough for giving her that guidance and showing her, hey, here's what I've done. And I'm a very important person in Washington because of that. So it was great inspiration for her.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So is there anything else you'd like to say about your experience? For me, it was just a thrill to, you know, I've worked with you for so long and to see you get the honor that you really deserve. Is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you might want to speak about?
Well, yeah, I just want to say that the National Telecommunicators Week is coming up in April. Please support your 911 call takers. Please support your 911 dispatchers. You know, they're more than just people at the other end of the phone saying, 911, where's your emergency? If you have an MLTS PBX, take the time and check your 911 programming. It takes seconds. And again, it could save your life. And, you know, the three most important numbers you should never have to dial. Thanks very much for having me on today.
Well, thank you, Mark. And again, it was an honor and a pleasure. So we've been speaking with my friend Mark Fletcher, ENP, who was honored in Washington, D.C. at the Next Generation 911 Institute's annual gala. Thanks for joining us here today on Avaya Tech Talk. You can subscribe to our episodes on iTunes, follow us on Twitter, hashtag APN Podcast, and check out our blogs on Avaya.com. Talking Tech, this has been your host, Guy Clinch, the advocate for the government customer at Avaya. Hope you have a great day.
This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. We'll be right back.